Just one important halakha that we learned from Gemara, Erubin Daf Nun Dalid. Over there the Gemara discusses the importance of learning Torah out loud. That when one sits down in front of a sefer, he should not just read the words with his eyes, but he actually should say the words out loud. The Gemara says that that is very significant. If a person wants to remember his learning, it has to go through his 248 limbs. It has to be absorbed through his body. And the Gemara says the only way that the Torah can be absorbed through his body is when one learns it out loud. So there's goes so far to say that there's an opinion by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Rav Zalman, that he writes that if a person learns Torah and he doesn't say it out loud, lo yatsa yedei chovato, he does not fulfill his obligation in learning. And we're talking about over here an obligation of v'dibarta bam. It says v'dibarta, you should verbalize it and speak them out. And therefore one has to be really careful to learn divrei Torah loud. I want to quote to you what the Pillei Yoetz writes about this subject. Hakol kol Yaakov. The pasuk says that the voice is the voice of Yaakov. V'gedola ma'alat kol Torah. It is very great, this concept of the sound of Torah. Shi'ole u'boka'at neki'in. Because the Torah goes up and it's able to pierce through the heavens. The hashuv lifnei makom hakore bekol besafa berura misameach Elohim. So it's very important, and it also gives God much pleasure. Vekama shagu otam alomdim begimgum o shemeayinim besefer vekolam lo yishameya. He says, how foolish it and how mistakenly is it, those people that read from the sefer and you do not hear their voice. Me'abedim tobah harbe. They're losing a great good. Va'areze dome lemi shiachol narviach elef zehuvim umitrase b'chamesh me'ot. It's as if a person has an opportunity to make 1,000 and he settles for 500. Ve'ilu haya mash me'abedu levad harashnu. If that's all it was of losing 500, okay, we would keep quiet. Aval da'aka shemechaser la'asot nahatruach liyot. He's also stopping to giving pleasure from God. V'gorem na'al atzmon, he causes himself bad, shemeshakeyach talmudo, because he's going to forget his learning. Kemo she'amru rabotenu zal b'shas, petach pumach, open your mouth, kare, and learn. Petach pumach tane, open your mouth and study the Mishnayot. Ki ech yedetkayem biyadecha v'torich haye, in order that you'll have a good memory in your learning and you'll also have long life. It should be pointed out that in the book Magid Mesharim, where we see the different things the Malach told Maran Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Malach told him, "She'ilu haya reshut la'ayin lir'ot, if the person would have the vision to see, haya ro'eh lekol tzad, he would see on all sides male hayalot, filled with different soldiers, and Ivraim mehebel piv she'osik b'Torah, different angels and soldiers that are created from the divrei Torah that are come out of a person's mouth." One quick anecdote that I heard from my Rabbi Acham Baruch, Alav Shalom, he used to always say, when the people would study to themselves, he would walk in the room and say, the room is filled with Torah. So the boys would get excited that the rabbi is giving them a compliment. He says, I'm not complimenting you. He says, the room is filled with Torah, because the Torah is not going up to Shamayim, because you're learning it on a low voice. But when you say it out loud, then already, like we said, it's Bokeya Nekirim. And therefore, one should be careful, even when he's learning alone. Sitting in his house, he has the sefer in front of him. It should be audible learning, and not learning that's done just Behidhur or Bemachshava.